This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Annie Baxter was telling us about oil a little bit earlier, how OPEC figures it's going to be relatively cheap for a relatively long period of time. The thing about oil is, though, that you just don't know. They call them oil booms for a reason, right? That roller coaster cycle of prices going up and down and then down and up for reasons not always apparent. Marketplace's Stan Alcorn went out to the oil fields of Carlsbad, New Mexico, to see what that ride feels like when you're in the middle of it.
Jake Marbach has a map of the county tacked to the wall of his cramped office.
White City, where you went through.
And as far as like where there's active oil production, is it kind of...
Everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Yeah. Everywhere in the east two-thirds of the county.
There's always been oil in Eddy County, but in the last few years, fracking has opened up new deposits with names like Bone Spring and Wolf Camp. And oil companies have been hiring firms like Marbach's to find and buy rights to drill for these deposits. It's a business that, like so much in the county's economy, is booming as long as the price of oil is high. Though when it was $100 a barrel last year, Marbach didn't really follow the oil price.
I'd look at it and admire it about once a week, and just happy it was where it was at. But as far as actually tracking it, no, we were so busy and the companies kept ordering work, I didn't pay any attention to it till it really started going down.
He watched it through the fall as it dropped to $90, $80, $70 a barrel.
When it went below 50, that's when they started kind of pulling the plug on a lot of these projects.
That was in January. His oil company customers all at once cut him off, and he had to fire half his staff.
I had one young guy that moved here from Fort Worth just specifically to work for me, and I had to lay him off, and that was rough.
Now his business is just starting to come back. The records room of the county clerk's office is where a lot of that work happens. It's a room with six long, narrow tables that double as bookshelves for hundreds of oversized hardbacks full of deeds and mortgages going back to the 1800s. When oil was $100, these tables were packed shoulder to shoulder with dozens of landmen, as they're called. But now there are just four, one of whom is Wesley Burnett, the guy Marbach fired.
Did you see it kind of coming? Or?
I mean, everyone kind of knew for a couple weeks, you know. It was like, when is it going to happen?
He spent a few unemployed weeks doing odd jobs and watching TV at home. But now he's back, doing research for oil companies. For now.
That's also a risk, like, everyone in this courthouse is taking, doing this kind of work. They kind of know that it can end at the drop of a pen, you know.
But it's not just the people in this room who feel the impact of these ups and downs. In fact, oil has kind of remade the city. The roads here are full of trucks, 18-wheelers hauling water and heavy equipment, and pickups with oil company logos on the side or in the rear windshield. These trucks fill the parking lots of restaurants like McAllister's and Happy's and of the newest, tallest buildings in town, hotels. At least six have opened since the oil boom started. David Burton is the general manager of the Comfort Suites.
I would say that a good 75% of our guests are tied to the oil and gas industry in some way, shape, or form.
Men wearing oil company polo shirts and driving oil company trucks, often paying with oil company credit cards. But they cut some of that spending this winter.
Our rates have come down probably close to $100 a night. They were about $350, and they've come down to about $250.
That sounds like a lot.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we definitely noticed it.
The hotel lowered its prices week by week. But for permanent housing, it takes a lot longer for supply to meet demand.
We were short on housing before the oil boom started.
Jeff Campbell at the Carlsbad Department of Development says the housing shortage here got worse over the last 5 years as the oil boom nearly doubled the population from under 30,000 to more than 50,000 people.
Right now, when the oil play is down a little bit, it gives us a little bit of a chance to catch up.
Contractors from Fernando Corona's Plastering are spreading cement onto the last few two-story buildings of copperstone apartments. Cesar Enriquez is rinsing the cement off his tools. He says the oil price drop hasn't affected his work.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of work right here, bro. There's a lot of work right here and in Hobbs, too.
Hobbs is another town in New Mexican oil country where you can be sure a lot of people are hoping the oil price rebound continues. In Carlsbad, New Mexico, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.